Oh, why not? Let's play each other every week. I like playing Pakistan. They're a great team. They can come to Australia anytime, and we'll come here anytime. I think it's exciting. We really enjoy playing against Pakistan. They're a very good team. We've had some really tough contests over the years, and I'm sure this series will be no different.
Wadey played really well, and he's an important player for us, obviously being our wicketkeeper as well. So that's something we're going to have to continue to manage, especially if you bowl first, to see how he pulls up after that. But we have a couple of options in regards to opening the batting. If it is really hot fielding first and we think it's not appropriate for Matthew to open the batting, we have a couple of other options there. So we've spoken about that. The heat, it's warm, there's no doubt about it, but it's no different to playing anywhere in the subcontinent. Playing last night, I've experienced that heat before, and so have the other guys. You know, these days you play a lot of the guys are playing IPL, so you get the experience of the heat of India, and a fair few of the guys have played in the UAE before as well. So, yeah, you certainly can't make an excuse for it. We've been here long enough now, we know how hot it is during the day. We're lucky the games are starting a little bit later. It's just about managing it. You know, I think probably the most important thing for us is when bowling second, realise how much you're sweating. So we'll combat that with guys wearing sweatbands, make sure there's towels to be able to hang onto the ball. It's all part of playing in a different country out of Australia. It's conditions you're not accustomed to, but it's a big part of international cricket.
I think we've said for a long time that Huss is an important part of this team, his experience, his knowledge. Is exceptional. He played really well last night, his first game back in the team for a while, and he has a big role to play. He's a senior player, and I've said since taking over the captaincy, that the senior players, whether it be in one day cricket, test cricket or the T20s, the senior players have to lead from the front. We need to be scoring runs and helping this team have success.
From my side of things, it's about winning. Doesn't matter what form of the game, doesn't matter who you're playing against. If you can have success, if we keep doing the work we've been doing, I'm confident we'll get results and the rankings will take care of themselves. But the most important thing for me is that we focus wholly and solely on what's in front of us. And right now we've got 3-1 days against Pakistan in conditions that they're certainly accustomed to, and we haven't played much cricket in, so we know we're going to have to beat our best to have success here. And that's my only focus right now, to be honest.
Taking us where? Getting back to number one?
No doubt.
Of course. Yeah, I like bowling teams out. I don't care who gets the wickets, to be honest. Because I say spin's going to play a huge part in this series, doesn't necessarily mean it's going to take all the wickets. And I think we've seen that last night. But I do believe, the Australian spinners are just as important as our fast bowlers. And we're going to have to use them... We'll use the whole attack wisely to have success in these conditions.
Always matters if you win. So with that record, yes, it matters. I think both teams are a lot different. We've got the Australian team's got some new players, and Pakistan's got some players that probably haven't played against this current Australian team as well. So it comes down to whoever plays the best cricket. In these sorts of conditions, it's going to be a tight match. I think all matches are going to be quite tight. But you have to play your best cricket consistently to have success in this series, there's no doubt about it. I don't think it's the type of ground and conditions to allow one player to take the game away from you in the one-day side of things. It might be different in the 2020s, but in the one-day side of things, I think it's going to be the best team performance to win this series.